I'm with Brian Paulson, who is the fire chief with the Jamestown Rural Fire District. I understand on Saturday you had a fire by the bypass. Tell us about it, Brian.
Approximately 3:45 on Saturday evening or Saturday afternoon, we had received a call of a grass fire in a pasture, which had started initially as an implement, farm implement on fire, and quickly grew into a fairly substantially sized grass fire. We responded with 5 trucks initially. In total, we ended up with 10 vehicles out there with 19 firefighters. We did call in mutual aid with the city of Jamestown. They sent one mini pumper to work with our grass rigs and then did stage another truck up on the bypass. There's a bridge there. They staged a vehicle up there. And we also did call in mutual aid for one apparatus from the Pingree Rural Fire District, but we did cancel that request shortly after it was made.
And Brian, was there any injuries or structural damage from this grass fire?
There was no injuries, no structural, although in the initial stages of the fire, there was a farmstead that was in the path of the fire, the way the wind was carrying it. We were able to save that structure and keep it out of harm's way. In total, there was approximately 40 acres that was burned in total of pasture land.
And again, just repeating for our audience, the cause of the fire was sparked by a farm implement, is that correct?
Correct. They were doing some maintenance on a swather out there and ignited a spark underneath the implement, and it started the grass fire, and it took off from there.
There's that report from Brian Paulson. He is the Jamestown Rural District Fire Chief.